John Nguyen is the presiding bishop of the International Church Fellowship and the president of Dr. John Nguyen and Associates. With the life mission of developing lives, empowering communities, and expanding ministries and services, John Nguyen is passionate about empowering lives throughout the international community. This is achieved through life coaching, leadership training, and business education. Dr. John Nguyen and Associates implement empowerment seminars, workshops, and events that equip audiences with the knowledge necessary to succeed at the next level of their lives. If you have roadblocks that prevent you from reaching your goals, Dr. John Nguyen and Associates are here to help you succeed.
Thank you for tuning in to another Empowerment Show. I'm your host, John Nguyen. Again, we have another good one for you that we have been laboring over all our lives, and we want to share some information and some thoughts about getting to the next level. And we're going to be talking about today, do you want to win? Do you want to win? That's what we're going to be dealing with today. We're going to look at our scripture, Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 24th verse of scripture says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain." I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you really want to win? What are you willing to give up to grow and win? Most people aren't willing to give up or sacrifice themselves, let alone their comfort and their convenience to win. When I was coming up, there's two things that I did that was very, very drastic in my life. The first thing was I started pastoring when I was 25 years old. And in 2001, I took over my second church, which was my father's church in Reno, Nevada. I was pastoring. I started in Sacramento. And then through the chain of events, I ended up with my father's church that I started pastoring when I was 31 years old. Now, I'm pastoring these two churches, and I'm under two leaderships. And one of the leaderships wanted another church down in the rural area. Back then, it wasn't known as much as it is now, is Henderson, Nevada. So I started, I planted another church in rural Nevada, which was Henderson, which is more now one of the second largest cities in Nevada. So I planted this church. I'm inconveniencing my time, my efforts, and myself. I'm flying from Reno to Vegas. I'm traveling from Vegas to Sacramento. So I'm doing these three churches. So eventually it had to come to what area am I going to plant and be my home base. So what I came up with, I said, well, I'm driving over this mountain from Reno to Sacramento every other Sunday, and the weather's really bad, and it's getting pretty taxing on my car, and it's getting taxing on myself. And I told my wife, I said, I have to make a decision. So when I was praying and I was asking God, what move should I make? He gave me permission to go and to Las Vegas. He said, go to Vegas. So I went to Vegas. I moved to Vegas with $225 or something in my pocket, something like that. And I only had, and it was me and my wife along with our 8 children, not thinking that I needed more money because I was operating in faith. I believe that God was sending me there to win. So when I get to Vegas, everything that I prepared for and the housing that we thought was going to come through fell through. So we're living in a resort hotel for 30 days. When the 30 days, like I said, I might repeat myself, so just stay with me. Those 30 days came and went, and now I had to get out on the 30th day because our timeshare at that particular time was up. So I didn't know what to do. I prayed. I was getting ready to beg God. He said, don't beg me for nothing. Praise me. For 3 hours, I did nothing but clap my hands and praise God. I praise God. Next thing I know, I look in the paper. I find a house, call the man. He said, we'll talk about everything when you get here. We go there. The house is, 3,200 square feet home, tri-level house, enough for my kids, me and my family. It was large enough. He said, do you want the house? I said, I want the house. He said, okay, you have the house. Now, the house, to get in the house and to rent the house was about five grand. He said, listen, I'll work with you on the deposit. Remember, I don't have no money at this time. I'm just walking in faith. He said, just give me $500 and you can move in the house. We gave him $500 because he prorated the rent, and we moved in the house, and he worked with us with the deposit. When you are operating in a level of faith and you want to win, you're going to do some things that seem crazy. You're going to do things. You're going to see. You're going to do things that's going to move you out of your comfort zone. When I was now, remember, I'm pastoring in these two churches already. I'm coming to Vegas, to where there's no church at all that I had to stay and establish. So I'm doing these three churches. I don't even know how I was able to manage to get all back to all three churches, but God gave me a system on how to do it. So I'm flying to these three churches. I have inconvenienced myself, and I was willing to win. I was willing to win. Sometime, but now watch this. Even though I was willing to win, my wife had to be on the same page with me. If my wife wasn't on the same page with me, it would have been very difficult for me with all eight of my children to go and do what God has given us to do. But because I prayed and I was in the will of God, now look at this. He said, they that win a run a race, they run all, but one receiveth the prize. I went to win. Even though he's talking about the Christian race, he's talking about spirituality, getting the crown of life. He's talking about all that. But I'm using this in reference to you winning, you going after what God has given you in your internal being to fulfill the mandate that's on your life. But most people, what they don't want to do, they don't want to inconvenience themselves. You can't be afraid to inconvenience yourself to win. Because a winner, number one, he has to first bring his body into subjection. He has to eat the right food. He has to prepare his mind, his soul, his body. He has to visualize himself winning. He has to see himself crossing the finish line, scoring the touchdown, hitting the winning basket, hitting the game-winning ball out of the park. He has to visualize himself winning. I think one of the greatest stories is the Patriots cornerback. He said before that play he did when going with the Seattle Seahawks, they were on the one-yard line. All they had to do is give it to the beast mode. Give it beast mode. Everybody knew they were going to give it to beast mode. He was going to score. But Patriots before planned and rehearsed and practiced a play that in case they throw it, this is where the throw is going. The cornerback visualized himself winning the touchdown stop or saving the game and making the biggest play of the championship Super Bowl. What happened? Just like he saw it, they faked it to beast mode. They threw the ball. The cornerback of the Patriots was right there to receive to intercept the pass of the Seattle Seahawks quarterback. He visualized it. He believed. He saw it. He inconvenienced his sleep, his time. He did everything he had to do to prepare to win. Most people are not prepared to win. You're prepared to go through your day. You're prepared to fix your meals, eat your lunch. But are you prepared to win? We're going to look at some ideas that I've came up with and some things that I've learned down through the years to help me win. Now, the questions you need to ask yourself today is, are you willing to give up your comfort zone? Are you willing to let people go that you're familiar with? And are you willing to change a position for new growth? I'm going to say those things again. Are you willing to let go of your comfort zone? Are you willing to let go of people that you're familiar with? And are you willing to change positions for new growth? In order for you to win, you have to sometimes get away from certain people. Man, God dropped certain people off of my life. Oh, man, these people were so dear to me, man. I couldn't believe that God allowed them to fall off. I thought some people you think are going to be with you for the journey. I mean, forever. But some people are just journey people. They're just there, or destination people. They're just there to get you to one place to the next. Not that you fell out. Not that you had any hard feelings. You outgrew one another, or your vision went different from the next guy. And God had allowed me to have guys and men and women of God in my life that I thought would stay with me forever. But they were just seasonal people. They were there just to help me get to one place. And then God allowed them to drop off. Not that there was any bad, malicious, or backstabbing. It was just time for them to move on and for me to go to fulfill an assignment. You must understand, everybody is not meant to go with you where God is trying to take you. Most people try to hold on to people that can't go where they're trying to go. And then what happens? Those people that can't go where God is placing you to go, they get mad at you. They start calling you names. You think you better than everybody. You leaving the hood. I don't know what's going on with you. We used to be like this. We used to be close, homie. What's up? Well, the problem is that when you're going to the next level, you have to be disciplined. You have to have your mind ready. And I've talked to you about this. You have to have your mind and your heart focused and fixed on where you're trying to go and what you're trying to accomplish. Because if you're focused and your mind is not fixed on where you're trying to go, then you're going to be slowed down by not having focus in your life. You're going to slow yourself down by thinking about how they feel and, well, what is my family going to think of? What the hood going to think about? What is my church? No. When God has an assignment for you, it's going to cause you to, number one, leave your comfort zone. Number two, get away from people that you're familiar with. And number three, you're going to change your positions for new growth. In order to go to the new growth, you have to get a new people, a new group, a new mindset, a new concept, ideas around you so you can know what to do to extract the greatness out of where God's taking you. I pray every day, Lord, order my steps, order my steps. Lord, I want to win, so order my steps. Don't let me waste my time, my effort, and my money just dealing with things that are not going to yield fruit, that's not going to yield what I need to get to the next level. Now, remember this. Anytime God is building you to win, he's not building you to win just for you alone, but he's building you to win others. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Most people say favor ain't fair. Favor ain't fair. Well, every time I read in the Word of God about favor, somebody was blessed by the favor that God placed on that individual. If Joseph did not have favor upon him with the Egyptian king, he wouldn't have been able to feed the Israelites and help them in the time of famine. So God favored him to help his people. God's not helping you win and favor you to just forget about other people. He's just moving you and assigning you to another group of people that needs what you have. As I said on last week, God will send you places, your voice, your ministry, your vision, your TV ministry, whatever it is. Bishop T.D. Jakes was in West Virginia. He was in West Virginia, but Dallas called him. Dallas summoned him. Dallas wanted his anointing. Because he needed more. It's not that he didn't like West Virginia. In fact, I think what I've told and read, that he took 50 people of his core group with him to Dallas to help build what God has given him. I know a friend of mine that moved from Reno, Nevada, very loyal to her pastor, very loyal to her church. She was very loyal there in Reno. She moved to Dallas. And unfortunately, she passed away. I'm sorry to say that, but she was a great friend, a great member, and she passed away. But she was faithful even to Bishop T.D. Jakes, who even mentioned that. So what am I saying? I'm saying just because God reassigns you or recommissions you or moves you out of a comfort zone into a place where you can be a blessing to folks doesn't mean that those people that you are leaving behind doesn't matter. He has another person to feed those folks that you can't feed. Some people closest to us, we can't help. I'm going to say that again. Some folks closest to us, we can help. Sometimes God sends other people. That's why other people can reach your kids more than we can at times, because God anoints different people to help reach us. So listen, I want you to connect with me. I am John Wynn, and I want you to connect with me. Email me your questions. If you have any questions for me, if you want me to respond to something that you've been thinking about, I'm here. I'll give you the answer, even on online and even through the radio. Dr. John Wynn, that's drjohnwynn @gmail.com, or my website. You could go to my website. You can subscribe, please subscribe to our network, the Wynn Network, which is getting ready to blow up. My God, we're going to be on over in 350 million homes through Roku and Android TV and Fire Stick and Amazon television and Apple TV and all these platforms. We'll be telling you more about that. We're really excited. We're launching that in March. So you can connect and subscribe with us. If you even want to be a broadcaster or a television personality on our network, you can reach out to us and we'll love to give that to you because I want you to win. That's why I'm going here. That's what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about how I'm winning and what God has given me to win. And I'm going to give you some ideas that you may use to help you win in your life. And so I want you to connect with me on my website. You can send a donation if God gives you, touch you, and you want to be a blessing to the ministry, drjohnwynn.com. I'm here to coach and empower you to move you to the next level in your life. Listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back after these messages. And I'm just asking you today, do you really want to win? All right, we'll be back after this.
Watch the Win Network any day, anytime, on desktop or mobile. At winnetwork.com, we provide inspirational shows that will help you win. Watch live or on demand at winnetwork.com.
Thank you for tuning in. I am back. I'm John Wynn, your host, and we're talking about, do you really want to win? The next question I have, what is the next level worth to you? What is the next level worth to you? Do you really want to go to the next level? I hear everybody say, I don't want to do levels. I want to go to that next dimension because levels is step, 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 but the next dimension. Well, whatever level or dimension or height or depth you want to go, that's fine with me, but are you willing to go, and how much is it worth to you? How much are you really willing to fight and prepare and develop? My daughter, I'm really excited about my daughter. She's working in the production company, the Wynn Film Production, and she's been doing research. She's been going and educating herself and doing all the knowledge that she did, because there's a technical side to everything, but then there's a creative side. The technical side is how to operate stuff, how to turn it on, how to use the camera, how to use the technology. But then there's that creative side, how to make the look that you want to create, the sound you want to receive or hear, and that's a gift. And so she was preparing and reading and all this great stuff. And when opportunity came for her to advance her equipment and advance herself in the market, she was prepared for it because she studied. She prepared the information she needed. So when she was introduced to a very high-tech guy, she knew what he wanted, and he was so impressed with her. He said, I want to hire you. I want you to work with me to help me, and I'll help you. And that's what Les Brown said, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. And most people don't live by that. Most people are waiting for something to come open before they're prepared. So what happens is there's two instances. In the initial touch or the initial opportunity, you have to be prepared. Now, there's opportunities that will come that you may not be fully prepared for, but you understand the dynamics of what you're engaged in. So if new opportunities and new ideas come, you know the mechanics and you know the basics to get going. But then as you go, what people don't understand is the higher level you go, the different people come with those levels, and people will come and assist you and help you and aid you. That's what it is. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. You got to be prepared to obtain your prize. But even in being ready to obtain your prize, you got to prepare. You got to practice. You got to be ready. You have to read. You have to study. You have to meditate. I tell you this. I'm going to be repetitious because it comes. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. But I want to hear. I want to help and assist your mind to get you refocused on what you're trying to accomplish. What is the next level worth to you? How much does it mean for you to go to the next level? Now, some guys, Quincy Jones was so focused that he left his family to go to the next level. I'm not telling you to leave your family to go to the next level. If God is in the midst of your family, then he's going to position your mind, your wife's mind and soul and heart, or nothing more, support the cast to go forward. That's what he had to do. He told Abraham, I'm going to bless you with a son, and he's going to come through Sarah. Sarah laughed, but he first prepared Sarah. Even though Sarah thought it was funny at first, when she was impregnated and she had the child, because she did not believe in the beginning, and she told Abraham to go have relations with Hagar. When Hagar's son came and was birthed, and then when Sarah eventually got pregnant and had Sarah had Isaac, then it was a problem. All of a sudden now she don't like Ishmael laughing at Isaac. So then she tells Abraham, tell her and her boy to leave. Now Abraham goes and tells God about God, said, you better obey you. Listen to your wife and do what your life. I'm going to bless your seed, but listen to your wife and do what she told you to do. Because she wasn't prepared and because she wasn't focused and didn't believe, she brought division in Ishmael and Isaac's relationship through Hagar because she wanted things done her way. That's why it's very important to make sure when you're married somebody. Man, a friend of mine told me the two biggest decisions you make is what church you go to and who you marry. Oh my God, I believe that with all my heart, because if you don't go to the right church, it'll mess your spiritual life up. And if you marry the wrong person, it can bring hell to you like never before. And that's why you got to make sure, don't marry nobody because they make you feel good alone. Marry somebody because you are compatible and God has placed you together. That's a side note. Let's go back. What is the next level worth to you? Number one, are you willing to take a walk of faith? Are you willing to take a walk of faith? Now, going back to what I told you when I first moved to Las Vegas and I had $200 in my pocket, I didn't know how I was doing it. My wife and I, we both were working and we had a building that we had got through the organization. One of the friends of mine gave me money to get the down payment on the building to get going. And so we got the money together. We put it together into that facility and we were having church. And some days we had to give up our own money to make it happen, to pay the bills and pay the rent. And but what happened, I told God, I went to prayer. I said, Lord, send me an investor. Send me somebody that if you want me here in Vegas, you sent me here in Vegas, you're going to have to send me an investor to help me do what I need to do. Well, God sent me an investor. Next time I ask for an investor, I'm going to ask for the right interest rate because it was an expensive event. But she came to me at the church. She said, I want to invest in what you have. What has God given you? I didn't have anything. I told God, I saw a daycare. Me and my wife saw a training center and a daycare, and we were able to invest in the daycare center. And we went from having $245 in our pocket to having well over $500,000 come through our business in that time because we were walking in faith and God sent us to the place. So we believed that it was possible. Now, I couldn't do the child care and the training center by myself. My wife had to be on board because that was her niche. That was her specialty. That's why you have to make sure you have a teamship in your husband and wife team if you're going forward. Stop complaining about if you're by yourself. Stop complaining about he ain't no good and all that stuff. Go forward. Find something that you can do and God will equip you if you ask him. Now, number two, are you willing to learn again? I went back to college in my 30s. I went back to college, got my degree, I stayed developing my mind, my skills, and my abilities. I didn't allow what I experienced in elementary school was devastating to me. They in Reno, man, I could tell you some stories I don't even want to talk about because I might start crying because of the things that I experienced in a racist situation in the education system. You all have to understand these children need you. We got to encourage these kids. I can't even deal with the segment on the children yet, but I will. But so I went back to college. I wanted to learn. I wanted to sharpen my skills. I wanted to go to workshops. I went to college. I educated myself. I wanted to learn. I was willing to do whatever I had to do to get to the next level. Number three, are you willing to put your own finances on yourself? It cost me thousands of dollars that I invested in my mind, not clothes, not a new car, not no shoes, but my mind and spirit. I realize that most people, there's an old saying, if you want to keep something from a black man, put it in a book. And because that's what they used to tell me back when I was coming up, because we don't want to read. But now these young people aren't reading. Everything now is all visual. That's why I'm so strong into the medium, real strong into our network, trying to show young people. Our network is soliciting films, short films and movies to go on our network for a season. And we have a lot of information on that. Because God gave me the network to set up for people so they don't have to compromise, that have talent, that have films and movies, and they want to show it to the world, but they're not getting in because they're not the right color or they don't have enough money. Of course, it has to be professional looking because we do professional work. So we're willing to invest our time and money into the things that God has given us. But it's not just for me, but it's to help others get to the next level. What are you willing to trade? Are you willing to trade security for significance? In other words, I let my debt-free building go in Reno, to move to Vegas. In fact, I could have stayed at my father's church. It was paid off. I could have stayed there, pastored, let Reno go. I mean, Sacramento go, Las Vegas go, and just had one church in a debt-free location and stayed in Reno. But the Lord didn't allow me to do that. He called me and he mandated me to do what I was doing. Are you willing to trade wages for profits? In other words, wages is making a living. Profits is making a fortune. You have to give up your job. I gave up my job at the IRS to go and explore the possibilities in business. I worked for the Internal Revenue Service, and I left that to start my own business and try what God put in me. Are you willing to trade people? I mean, are you willing to trade play now and play and pay later? Are you willing to pay now and cost you the opportunity to play later? Let me say that again. Are you willing to trade play now and pay later? Are you willing to pay now and play later? You all heard that many times. Most people want to play now, and then when they get older, they have wasted their time and their life. So now they're older and they can't even make a living for themselves. I was on a call yesterday, a man that I ministered to in the jail. He called me. He said, I can't believe, he said, I've messed up. I've burned so many bridges. I had the greatest jobs. I've been in and out of jail since 78. Now I'm an older man and no one will hire me. He said, can you help me? Can you pray for me? So those are the things that I want to talk to. I'm coming to a close. Let me hurry up here. Are you willing to give up to go up and win? Now, do you still want it? Do you still want to make it? Are you willing to do these things? Do you still want it? Business, a better relationship, understanding who you are. Do you still want to move forward in your life, body, soul, and spirit? Do you want to still give up and go up? New opportunities, fulfill your true assignment, and not tolerate and settle for less. And don't be upset at yourself, but get up and do something about it. Listen, I want you to connect with me. Again, I am John Wynn. You can email me at drjohnwynn, that's drjohnwynn@gmail.com, or my website, drjohnwynn.com. That's doctor spelled out, johnwynn.com. I'm here for you. I appreciate those of you that reached out to me and connecting to me on Facebook, Instagram, and all my social platforms. I appreciate those of you that are reaching out to me. If you want a CD and you could get it online on all the platforms. I'm on Google Play, iTunes, and Amazon and Amazon, etc. All these platforms, you could get our CD. And I appreciate you supporting me, and I appreciate you listening to what I'm saying. So I want to ask you a question again. What do you want? Do you really want to win? So if you really want to win, prepare yourself to be successful. Prepare yourself to go to the next level. And like I said, if you know people that have short films, have movies that are inspirational, we're not doing anything that is too much, but we are soliciting films and movies to be on our platform. And you can also write us about that if you're interested in that. So we're really excited about what God is doing for us to go into the world. We're reaching over 350 million people, and I'm so humbled by the opportunity. God bless you, and remember, greatness knows no limits. My sister's song is coming, my song that my sister wrote that's on my album, It's Gonna Be All Right. I want you to know everything that you're going through, if you stay focused, if you stay prepared, everything is gonna be all right. God bless you until next week.
Order your copy of Dr. John Wynn's latest album, It's Going to Be All Right, a musical collection of inspiring songs written just for you. Visit drjohnwynn.com. That's drjohnwynn.com. And be sure to tune in to Dr. John Wynn's talk show, weekday afternoons on the Wynn Network. Just go to wynnnetwork.com from your desktop or mobile. Connect with Dr. John Wynn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. John Wynn. And remember to tune in to Dr. John Wynn's Empowerment Show every Saturday morning right here on Praise 100.9. So stand in.